Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today, it's the franchise family reunion with Therese Tilghan. Today's episode is brought to you by NetCertiv, Answer Connect, and Franchise Payments Network. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers, Pollinate is an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company based in the franchise space. Powered by Franchise Payments Network, they work with your team to create a reward system that engages your customers, boosts sales, and boosts frequency. With Pollinate, franchise systems enjoy a 17% ticket lift and a 50% increase in customer visits for those enrolled in the program. With Pollinate, everybody will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. To learn more, check out Pollinate at pollinate.com/marketing. Every Friday through the holidays, we're reconnecting with our friends in franchising and checking up on how they're doing and how their families are doing and how their businesses are doing here in 2020. And today we welcome our old friend, Therese Tilghan, CEO of Franchise Update Media. Hey, Therese, how are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm glad to hear you're doing well. Before we get into any business stuff, how's the family and how's everybody at Franchise Update doing?
Well, the family is good. And the franchise family, truly a family, for the most part are doing great. We had two of our sales and development executives actually who came down with COVID.
Oh my.
And in one instance, little children, a spouse, were hit and didn't feel so well for a few days. Fortunately, that has passed. So I can say right now the team is well. The whole team's fully on board right now, back with the company after a few furloughs a number of months ago. So we're back in action, Jack.
Excellent. Excellent. Glad to hear that. And glad everyone is being safe. And I was just thinking before we started recording today, this is probably the longest time in a decade or so that I haven't seen you and Gary in person. It's been, about 9 or 10 months now. That seems like a lifetime. So how is it going with you guys sort of being remote from the rest of the industry and doing everything via Zoom? It's obviously different. Are we getting, are we moving forward with everything?
I would say yes. Our organization has for years worked with remote team members, and to get the talent, we've gone where we've needed to go to get it. And yeah. So we have right now employees in 8 states.
Wow.
And yeah. And so working remotely is something that we got used to years ago, of course, with the advent of Zoom and technology just continuing to progress to help us. It's working. With that, I will say, a year ago, pre-pandemic, the pandemic and the implications and impact were inconceivable, would have been inconceivable, right?
Right, right.
And here we are 9 months later, and now we've got, things happening and accelerating again. And what we have to do, all of us, is deal with it the best we can and continue to adapt. These words, agility, pivot, spin on a dime. We're all doing it. We're just doing what we need to do. What we have been seeing, and I think I spoke to you about this a couple of weeks ago, Jack, is an uptick in store openings, franchises being signed over the last 3 months. And even today, We have, and yesterday and the day before, we have a continuous stream of press releases. And so there's an element of optimism because that we feel, and I think the industry feels, in spite of what's going on right now with COVID, that franchising is moving forward to the extent it can. And it's, you know, it's not a level playing field, of course. Different industries, pending geography in particular, are being impacted differently, and that's going to continue. California just, we're on shutdown now. Almost the entire state is back into, you know, you almost have to say lockdown. I mean, yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah. It, and we're in the same situation here in Chicago,
right?
With our wonderful governor and mayor combination, bringing us back to where we were in April.
Right. Same.
Meanwhile, there's about, 40 other states that are just not doing that. So it's definitely interesting times. You know, I like what you were saying about the opportunity in franchising. I think if you and I had this conversation back in April or March, we never would have guessed that so many franchise brands are doing as well as they are with new franchise sales and new franchisees coming on board. I would have said, if we could get through this year and everybody only, you know, loses 25%, it'll be a miracle. Instead, we're seeing some systems where their franchise sales are way up from 2019. It's crazy. But I think maybe what we were a little too pessimistic about in the early days of this was thinking about how this could really be an opportunity for someone to leave the corporate life or the, you know, the terrible job that they got laid off from yet again. And maybe this was, you know, sort of a catalyst for them going out and starting a business.
You know, you're spot on. And, you know, history is repeating itself in that regard. We've never experienced, of course, a pandemic and an impact as, you know, as destructive as COVID has been, especially, you know, with the death count, which is the tragic part. But in previous recessions, and we've been through three, Gary and I started the company 32 years ago, and we've been through three pretty good recessions. And there was during each or post, actually, you know, recession started throughout the recession, there were and continue to be many people that want to take a little bit more control over their own lives. And that's where entrepreneurship kicks up a bit.
Yeah.
And so that is happening right now. No question about it. You know, honestly though, there are tons of franchises closing, but not nearly the same quantity based on statistics that I'm reviewing from Fran Data and other sources, not to the extent of independently owned businesses, who are typically suffering more. Franchisees have the benefit of a system, of other franchisees, of support. And, you know, and that's what's unique about franchising. And that's why franchising works, because you get this benefit of not being in business for yourself.
Yeah,
right?
I can't imagine being an independent, small mom and pop shop as compared to being part of a franchise system right now. Even looking at things like, how do I navigate, you know, the government issues and PPP and things like that. And, you know, we have friends at franchise brands who have been working, you know, who knows how many hours a day helping their franchisees navigate those government waters right now. And it's like, I don't know how you do that without, you know, some sort of support like that.
You need to, right?
Yeah.
In business for yourself, but not by yourself. And that line has been around as long as I have been in franchising, which is 40 years. And it still resonates. Again, not to say things are hunky-dory everywhere. Fran Data recently came out with a statistic based on a survey that I think it's approximately 26% of franchisors are doing well, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and some of those have not really been impacted. They're the ones that, as you mentioned earlier, you have higher sales than even before. We know many of those are essential businesses that, you know, have, they couldn't even anticipate the strength that their brands would be able to build over this period of time. The other thing I'll say too is the spirit of entrepreneurism. Did I say that right?
I think so. I struggle with that word and I say it 40 times a day.
And is out there. And that's where, you know, the entrepreneur thinks in the future because they have to. That's where innovation is driving many of those companies that are growing and will continue to do so. And we're seeing so much of that, you know, taking place in our country and other countries around the world. So, you know, I'm optimistic for the future. It's a scary time, of course, still not happy about what's going on in California, a little bit concerned about some of the proposed legislation that would impact franchising. And so we're, you know, staying on it and doing what we can do, doing our part, which is sharing information to hopefully empower people to move things forward, be it, you know, the government and or supporting all of our constituents in the franchise space.
We'll be back in just a moment with more of our conversation with Therese. First, a word from NetCertive. NetCertive is a digital advertising platform that helps corporate franchise marketers drive more local leads and sales to their franchisees by helping franchises do hyper-local digital marketing so that every market and every neighborhood gets a personalized message, media plan, and budget allocation to be meaningfully relevant and present to every single local shopper. NetCertive knows that if you don't localize, you lose, and there's a better way to market locally. Franchisees who opt into digital advertising programs supported by NetCertive average around 20% more sales than franchisees who don't, while franchisors typically reduce their marketing team's operational costs by 25%. Learn more now at netcertive.com. I want to ask you a little bit more about that sharing information. You would think this would be a slow year for news in the franchise space. And again, we've all been proven wrong with that. I check out your site, franchising.com, literally every day. And there is new content every day, everything from news and announcements from franchise brands to articles and videos that you guys are doing. I don't know if I would say doubled the amount of content on that site every week, but it sure feels like there's more now than there was a year ago.
That is true. And our traffic is significantly up as well. I believe that has a lot to do with, again, the press coverage and our content. The launch of our COVID e-newsletters and platforms to keep people in the franchise space, be they franchisors, be they suppliers, franchisees, and opportunity seekers for those that want to stay on top of what's going on. The press hasn't slowed. The type of press that we receive has clearly shifted back to growth, where in March, April, May, I would say June, even into July, it was more about the outreach of the franchise community to support the first responders.
Mm, right, right.
About closures. There were more, you know, filings for bankruptcy. And that we've shifted a few months now into growth. And that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see back in April, May, it was a lot of things about here's how we're supporting nurses and first responders and frontline workers. And then sometime over the summer, I think, I really started seeing just more and more announcements about, you know, this brand opening 3 new locations in Texas and another brand moving into the Midwest and things like that. And it's like,
right.
I think it really felt like around June or so, the wave really shifted. And along the way, Franchise Update Media did some rebranding and kind of went into some new areas and new directions. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, like everyone else, we've had to, you know, in this changing business environment, and even prior to COVID, we've always, you know, always been looking at ways we can improve our business, and improving our business means is all about how we support our constituencies. And so we've been inspired along the way, and of course have had to adapt our business and products to this environment as well. So, you know, as again, we spoke earlier, we took the time to reflect and reimagine and relaunch the ways we serve the franchising community. And that's all about supporting growth of franchisors, franchisees, sponsors, suppliers, and others, anyone interested in franchising. And we do that through content to help people grow professionally and personally. That has never changed, and we will continue on that mission. We did launch COVID e-newsletter that has gotten amazing traction, and actually we're thinking about shutting that down. 3 months ago, we were thinking about, you know, okay, letting go of that this month. Well, that's not gonna happen now. and we'll keep it going for a while longer and see where we need to pivot there. Because it still is getting a lot of traction. We introduced a virtual conference because we had to postpone or just, you know, let go of 3 of our big conferences.
Yeah.
This last year, actually 4, because we introduced a European master and multi-unit franchising conference and held it a month before COVID hit, and that was held in Vienna. It was very successful. Mm-hmm. So we will slowly, you know, bring these back. We have some other products and services in the works, not all of which I can talk about right now, but one of them is bringing a channel within franchising.com that will be dedicated to resales and transfers.
Oh, wow.
There are quite a few franchises on the market now. You see an uptick in mergers and acquisitions, but a lot of businesses for sale for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
We have the perfect platform with our reach to multi-unit franchisees and prospects to share that information, share information about what franchisors have, you know, existing businesses for sale, and in those different markets. We actually had a business resale network, a franchise resale network, years and years ago. But when, you know, franchising just got healthier and healthier and healthier, we found we really didn't need it. Well, now it's definitely
right. An opportunity. Need it again. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great place to have a resource like that. Is that up and running now, or is that coming soon?
It will be by the engines built. I think you'll start seeing our promotions on it early January.
Oh, excellent. Great. We will be on the lookout for that. Anything else you're working on for 2021, or anything else you're seeing in franchising that you're kind of keeping your eye on for next year outside of more travel restrictions and restaurant restrictions and all of that stuff? Anything else, kind of on your calendar or things that you're looking at doing next year?
You know, Jack, we just want to get back to where we're seeing people.
Yeah.
So that I can see your lovely, lovely face again.
Yes.
And give you a hug and, you know, see and shake hands, hopefully at the very least, all of the folks that we have sorely missed over the last year. So relaunching our in-person events, and figuring that out as we're still in COVID is obviously a high priority. We will be doing, providing more content, digitally via, I don't know that I want to necessarily say a full on conference again, but there are some things in the works so that we, we're prepared, to deliver no matter what happens with COVID.
Yeah.
And does that answer your question?
It does. And I like what you said about, full on conference versus, still having some aspect of virtual to every conference. I think that's here to stay, right? Even if we are back at Caesars or, in Atlanta or, any of your other great shows, I think there's still going to be an element of that virtual conference, right? For those people who maybe can't get away or.
No question, Jack. And, actually with the exception of our marketing conference, we have been filming our conferences now for a number of years and posting them for attendees after the fact. Yeah. So we'll be doing that in a bigger way, as time moves forward, because we do agree with you. There are going to be a faction of people that are maybe settled into the comfort zone or the financial implications of traveling, right? Costs, as companies are rebuilding and don't have the budgets that they necessarily had before. But I think there will be a hybrid of sorts in the future. It's just, change.
Yep. And that we will always do. So, well, thank you for that update. And obviously everybody knows franchising.com, literally the best URL in the industry. But if other people have questions or maybe they want to reach you in some other ways, where can we send those folks with questions? LinkedIn or maybe any other place?
LinkedIn, absolutely. And Therese, T-H-E-R-E-S-E-T, at franchiseupdatemedia.com. It's a long one. I got to work on changing that.
That's okay. We will have a link in the show notes to that so everybody can just click on it and find you. Therese, thanks so much for being here. Thanks for the update. Our best to Gary and the entire Franchise Update team. And we hope to see all of you sooner rather than later.
Thanks, Jack. You're the best. Really appreciate the time and the talk.
Before we go, a quick word from Answer Connect. Today, human contact is more important than ever. Make sure a live person answers the phone every time. Answer Connect makes this happen for franchises every day with a team of professional customer service experts ready to impress your callers around the clock. Answer Connect works with many different franchises and small businesses who need 24/7, 365 phone coverage, lead intake, appointments scheduled, or basic messages. They integrate with many of today's CRMs, which is just one more thing off of your plate and one more opportunity for you to work on your business. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. And thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.